Today, a new series of Hidden Kitchens begins on Morning Edition. We start in Texas, where our friends, the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, have been hunting for local kitchen visionaries. Texas is the birthplace of some of America's great pop foods, Dr. Pepper, the Slurpee, the frozen margarita. The Kitchen Sisters follow the saga of another Lone Star pioneer in a story they call The Birth of the Frito.
He was consumed by Fritos. He worked incessantly at home, on vacation, on weekends. He loved it. He experimented in the kitchen at home. We were his guinea pigs. I'm Kalita Doolin. I grew up here in Dallas, and I'm the daughter of Charles Elmer Doolin, the founder of the Frito Company. He had a bakery in San Antonio, a confectionery. It was 1932. He wanted to have chips on the counter. Tortillas staled too easily. So he found a chip in a gas station that was an extruded chip. He bought the recipe, patent, and 14 customers from a man who was from Mexico who lived in San Antonio. It's a masa fried in a corn oil, salted. Dad named it Fritos. It means fried thing. That's what they are in Mexico, is their Fritos. The beach food, the little fried stuff. He began the manufacturing with his mother and brother in the kitchen. They were making them by hand, using a potato ricer with a slot instead of the little round holes, bagging them and selling them by day to gas stations.
He had lots of hidden kitchens. He had the kitchen off to the side of his office. He had the kitchen at home. He had factories, and on the counter he had a line of Bunsen burners with little tripods with metal trays on top of them. I'm Alan Governor, and I'm Kalita's husband. He was always experimenting, mixing up new flavors. He'd call the employees into his office and have them taste the different flavoring for the chips.
Part of the secret ingredients of Frito is that it's his own corn. There were experimental farms where he was hybridizing his own corn and trying to discover ways to use the byproducts. He and his brother invented a lot of the machinery, did all of the conveyor belts, like, you know, Ford automobiles, the mechanization of snack food.
Yeah, our ingredient cost had never exceeded 54%. We would have added 5 more months to the profit picture.
He worked constantly. He had a recording machine in his car.
Profitable months. When we add 13%
he was
labor,
big and handsome, and my first impression was, oh my. Our wedding was scheduled for 8 o'clock in the morning. The reason I was given is that we have to be on the road by 10 on the way to California and open that plant.
Texas of that era was a hotbed of kind of populist thinking. It was a right-to-work state. It was a can-do kind of place. The East Texas oil fields were discovered in the midst of the Depression. There was hope that people could make something out of nothing. And I think that he was part of that spirit.
He also invented the Cheetos. He believed in having Fritos and Cheetos as a side dish with a sandwich or a soup. He wasn't consciously making a snack food. That was not his vision.
Muncha, buncha, muncha, buncha, muncha, buncha, muncha, buncha, Fritos go with lunch.
Well, I never brought Fritos to school. We didn't have them at home that much, and when we did, Dad brought them off the conveyor belt with no salt on them. Dad was into health food. He was the treasurer of the Natural Food Association. We always went to the meetings. He was a follower of Dr. Shelton in San Antonio, who had a clinic for fasting.
Before I undertake to tell you how to assure yourself at all times an abundance of energy, I'm going to tell you how you dissipate your energy. Because if you didn't dissipate it, you would have an abundance of energy. We do not need to know what nerve energy is. We need to know only the laws of its operation. Then we can deal with nerve energy as intelligently and as certainly as the electrical engineer deals with electricity.
Dad was vegetarian. He had a bad heart and bad lungs and weight problems. And he was looking for alternative cures. We were raised vegetarian, and people made fun of me for eating yogurt and figs in my sack lunch.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
He had an experimental restaurant in Disneyland when it was first built, in Frontierland, called Casa de Fritos. He had a little restaurant here in Dallas also that was a hybrid of hamburgers and Mexican food. He was on the verge of starting fast food. If he'd lived a little bit longer, McDonald's might be McFritos or something.
I actually didn't think Fritos was so very different from a Mexican tortilla. It's just a little bit different process. Very handy and tasty, and a great step forward in my opinion.
Mom would use Fritos in cooking, making up recipes. Fritoki pie was one of her inventions. Recipes were printed on the back of the bag. One of the most strange ones is called Jets. Melted dark chocolate with Fritos dropped onto a cookie sheet to solidify. Fat on top of fat.
The birth of the Frito was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, whose book, Hidden Kitchens, is now available in paperback. Photographs from the Doolin Family Archive and recipes for Frito Pie and Frito Chocolate Crunchies are at npr.org.
Support for Hidden Kitchens comes from Cabot Creamery Cooperative, with additional support from the National Endowment for the Arts.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.